It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to The Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Oh, that's yeah. Bailey at the 15 and 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Have you had any water today?
There's water in my lemonade.
There you go. So I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This, you know, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
It's a great time to be on the radio. It's a great time to be on Freedom 93, the home of the Buccaneers. It's just great to have and be a part of the Mark Lloyd Show, even though I'm Mark Lloyd. And the reason I'm saying that, folks, is that this was the week when everything went full swing in the world of sports, and in particular, the two sports that we love more than anything, and that is college football and NFL football. So welcome to the show. Get ready for a jam-packed hour of the Mark Lloyd Show. A lot of stuff to get to. But first, let's bring on the rest of the crew, Simon DeVille and Terminus Eric. Fellas, it is a good time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Gentlemen, start your engines.
That's right. Always a great That's time. Right. It really is. So we have an hour like we always do every single week. But it seems like everything's kind of ratcheted up. It's almost like we are fighting for our positions right here, like so many players are in college and in the NFL, and the NFL for an actual job, in college for playing time and for a future job down the road. But that's a sense of urgency we have here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Correct, Seminole Bill?
Absolutely. You know, all positions are up for grabs, if you will. I guess we're fortunate that we're returning veterans this time around. We have a little
right.
bit of track, you know. I mean, otherwise I'd be a little worried, you know, especially with all the talent that I'm surrounded by. It's kind of scary.
We didn't have to We didn't have to replace anything. There's no injuries. No. Nobody's on the PUP list or anything like that. Now, somebody, Bill, before we get going, because we have Florida State obviously opened up their camp, or whatever you want to call it. Right. The Buccaneer Report coming up later on. We have an entertainment segment, our fitness tip, our water check. But this time of year, for somebody like you that played sports for a long, long time, think back to, let's go back to your high school days, that when it was time to get back out there after the summer, that you're actually at organized football again. Yeah. What is that like? Give us a little feel about what all these players are going through right now. More so on the college side, because you weren't playing for like your future, your job. So more right. on the college side. What are they going through right now?
Oh, you know, the excitement's obviously there. You know, you've been doing your off the chart work, if you will, you know, kind of your incognito stuff. While the summer's been going along, it's been hot and grimy. You know, you're happy as heck because 2-a-days and 3-a-days are way behind you now because that was spring. You're getting ready for the actual, prelims to your games. I mean, you're getting ready to go out there and introduce yourself once again to everyone on the football field and shells and in full pads. You're gearing up for, really a T-minus 30, if you will, as they say on the launch pad, before you guys are out there, Saturday day or Saturday night under the light. And that's just, excitement plus 40, You just can't get enough of that.
Let me ask you a question. Can you tell pretty much in the first week of who really did their homework during the summer like they were supposed to? Who really, followed the strength conditioners game plan, who really showed up for those early morning workouts, who's been studying the playbook. In the first week, as you watch Florida State, let's take them for example, and you hear the reports that come out, are you able to read between the lines some and kind of say, okay, yeah, they're saying that, but what they're really saying is that he didn't do anything in the off season, and that's why he's behind. Can you kind of read between the lines?
You can. You can sense it. Through the coaches, you can sense it through some of the things the players might say. The players don't cover for each other regardless. They're going to say, hey, look, we all had a great summer. We did what we needed to do. But the coaches, when, you know, you hit the scale, when you do your measurements, when you do your checks, when you, you know, start getting out there and stretching, you know, how limber are you? Were you doing everything? Were you lifting on your own? Were you disciplined enough to do what you had to do to come into the season ready to get ready, if you will, to perform every Saturday? That's the most important thing, because the coaches cannot be with you 100% of the time at the college level. So you have to be, just like when you go to class, you know, your brother and I used to say it, it's only up to you if you're there in the chair. And if you're not, well, you're missing it. You're not on time. You're not on schedule. You're not ready for what's coming. Then you've only got yourself to blame. Look in the mirror. It starts with the guy in the mirror. The coaches can only inspire and make you perspire, but you are the one that's got to do the rest to make that that Saturday everything it should be for you as a player, and make sure you're doing what you're doing for your teammates as well.
Now that's, you know, those are excellent points. And you know, when it comes to the NFL, can you believe that the first game is tomorrow, the Hall of Fame game? That's blowing me away.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking
already
earlier.
Here. That, and it's your Steelers.
Yeah, I know. Yes. I got lots of stuff going on up there.
And, I mean, what a week for you, Seminole Bill.
Florida State opens up. Florida State's kicking. Steelers are cooking.
Steelers, that's right. And they take on the Vikings. Plenty of Florida State players that will be out there. Some, you know, trying to make the team. Some obviously already on the team. Some veterans like Lawrence Timmons. Also on the Vikings, right? Real quick comes to mind is Xavier Rhodes. Also, I know there's somebody else on the Steelers, and I'm forgetting. It's in the defensive backfield off the top of my head. But yep. So it's an exciting weekend for that. And here's what's so funny, Bill, and you and I were just talking about this, and that is just how much this country loves football. We find ourselves watching the NFL Network, watching teams practice. That's not even like your favorite team. Like, the Steelers are your favorite team, so I can at least say, oh, I get it. But, you know, you're watching the Cowboys, or you're watching the Bills, or you're watching the Eagles practice. And they're doing play-by-play of drills now. And
amazing.
I'm watching it.
It's amazing how we feed off this so much. And I told you, even on the sideshows, I mean, that the Hall of Fame game, you know, it's become a big deal, of course. It's always been a pretty big deal. But I have to throw a shameless plug in for a group of guys we get to work with periodically. That's up in that part of the world. Philip Fox Band, you know, it's shifting gears here, but they're going to actually be performing at the festival up there for the game. So if you like some great music, those guys now have hit the NHL All-Star Game, and they are also going to be performing at the Hall of Fame Festival for the fans. So great country rock and roll. Those guys are something else. Check out philipfoxband.com for more info on those guys. Watch what they do.
Okay.
There's some stars in the making.
That's a huge deal. No, that's a huge deal. And you know what also, Seminole Bill, is that we find ourselves that we love football this much, but now's also the time that everybody's getting inundated with fantasy football. And what is so funny is I don't remember if you play or not. I don't.
Right.
I have played in the past.
I have played. I played for a lot of years, and it just got, it's the competitor in me will not allow me to do something halfway in that regard. Okay. I mean, I slouch in some other things, and you know, you try and whip me back into shape for those. But the competitor that is Seminole Bill, the you know, when you turn the hat backwards, if you want to step on the field, if I can't be all in, it's just frustrating to me. So there's so much other things we got to do right now that I really haven't been able to slow down to do that again. But the old team used to be the Bourbon Street Wolves. You can, you know, howl for excitement. That was a lot of years of fun and frolicking with the rest of the guys and gals that were in our league. But enjoy that. Miss it. The camaraderie, the full, you know, draft excitement, you know, your pick coming up on the board and how it involves. That has really even gotten even larger than it was back when I played. It's like everyone's in a league now, you know, or two or three.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. It's It is. It's just such a monster deal out there, obviously. All right, let's switch gears one more time before we go to break, before we get to Florida State football. And we were talking about this. We've been on our soapbox over the SEC, which the E now stands for excuses, from what I heard. But the Laramie Tunsil situation, whereas with Florida State, the Dalvin Cook and DeAndre, everybody just drags on and on and on. But with Laramie Tunsil, the top offensive lineman in the country, plays for Ole Miss, should have been suspended when he punched his father-in-law, or not his father-in-law, or his stepdad, or whoever he was. Then his stepdad came out and said, oh, by the way, Laramie's been running around with agents, accepted tons of money, took $100,000 to come to Ole Miss, that's why he didn't go to Georgia, all this stuff. It just, now those charges are dropped, and at least the NCAA is still looking into the whole agent situation, but knowing the SEC and their marketing machine and who Laramie Tunsil is, I have a really good feeling that that will go away also. And the difference is nobody's camped out at Ole Miss making a big deal out of it the way they camp out at Florida State. There's not a national radio host out there that we know who he is, and I won't mention his name, who's just really, he's an embarrassing individual how much he caters to the SEC. You don't see him pounding his fist on any table about Laramie Tunsil, and he works for ESPN and the SEC network. So you know what I mean? Like when they say that the SEC network won't skew programming on ESPN, which is obviously the most powerful network out there when it comes to sports, that's just a lie. And there's no brainwashing going on right now, the way they brainwash everybody and that everybody's running wild down there at Florida State and it's out of control. I don't see any, there's no brainwashing going on in Tennessee where there's six or seven guys that with a sexual assault charge with Laramie over there at Ole Miss, with some of the things that happened at Alabama. I just don't hear any of that stuff, but they continue to focus on Florida State stuff. All right, Silverbill, there's my soapbox. We'll stay on it, but we got to take a break. When we come back, time to jump into some Florida State football. Camp is opened up, and we're really excited. So stay with us, folks. Florida State football talk coming up next right here on the Mark Lloyd Show.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
And now, a man that knows everything, Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks for hanging with us as you do each and every Saturday. And we really do mean that, right, Seminole Bill? They tune in every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, to listen to the Mark Lloyd Show here on Freedom 93. And, you know, we could say it on the air, and we do. We thank all our fans out there in the audience that tune in every single week. But also what's great is that you always get a chance to say and shake everybody's hand at the McCullough Fun Fest as well. So that's nice as well. You get that opportunity to do that. And real quick, before we get to Florida State, when's the next, is there another McCullough Fun Fest coming up?
Yeah, you are on track. Of course you are. Yes, sir, there sure is. The 14th, we're back at it. With those new times in effect, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., 8-ish, 8:30-ish, you know, come on out down to Hudson Park. You know it. Same place, different time, but we're in the fall mode now, and it's going to be a lot of fun for everybody. Got some additional vendors that will be coming out this time around. We look forward to welcoming them, and just, you know, it's going to keep building. We're excited about the way it's going, and excited to get this closer to school, because that's where we really get to go make an impact and some with the youngsters and all that, which we really want to see some great turnout. So Super Lube on board with us now, and they're fantastic. They're glad to have them aboard, and thanks to them.
Who, folks. Who did you
Super
say?
Lube, baby. You know, Super Lube.
Oh, okay. Oh, very cool. Yeah,
they joined. We've got two Super Lubes right down the road on the same strip of as we do Fun Fest. So it was a natural for them. They jumped on, and appreciate those folks down there, along with all their other great sponsors, and looking forward to another great time this Friday.
Yeah, so that means, folks, too, that when Simonovol makes some of these predictions and he gets them wrong, now you can actually see him in person, that he doesn't hide behind the microphone, and you
can
rub it in on him.
You can
also,
right there.
When you see Terminus Eric, you could always also let him know that he needs to drink more water to be a healthier individual, so he can live a long and prosperous life and get some more movie roles for us. Florida State Report coming up, but Terminus Eric, in the entertainment segment, I am going to ask you about how the movie career is going. And I need some answers. I need some answers on why you did not audition for Fear of the Walking Dead or The Walking Dead, since they film The Walking Dead out of Georgia. So don't say anything now. Think about that. Final segment, I'll get the answer from you. All right, Seminole Bill. So Florida State opened up fall camp, right? A game is, what, 3 weeks away, 4 weeks away? They take on Texas State. How many weeks is it, actually? Do you know? 4 weeks?
Yes. We're in the 30 now. So we're gearing up for that wonderful opener, which, of course, everyone around here is like, well, we got to solve all these problems, get all these things going. How's our QB going to be, all this stuff? But, you know, to borrow a word from my companion, relax, relax.
Yes.
Yes. We don't open up with the big dog this time.
Bill, let me tell you something, man. It is worked out. It worked out really well that Florida State opens up against Texas State, and not like they've done in years past against one of the big boys out there, because it does give whoever the quarterback is, Everett Golson or Sean McGuire, which is where the competition is, it truly is life after Jameis Winston. And, folks, it's Florida State. You expect to go out and win a national championship. It's national championship or bust. That's the bottom line. Everybody knows that, and that's all that matters is winning the game. But it truly is life after one of the best quarterbacks that you'll ever see play college football, and that's Winston. So
you've got
to get used to that, right?
Life after Winston. Law. It's just going to be the law now.
You're absolutely right, Sonoville. And throw some caution to the fans out there, or give the fans that listen to our show just some advice on expectations, not to bring down the expectations, because I think you expect to win a national championship. That's what they expected Alabama, it's expected Auburn, Ohio State, Florida State, the same thing. But it's almost like you can't say it won't be as pretty, but it's just life after a superstar like that. You've been through that with, let's say, a Charlie Ward, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Wins a national championship. So what is that like?
It's like the old ketchup commercial, anticipation every year here. You know, you're holding the bottle, you're waiting for the ketchup to drop on the fries or the burger or whatever. You're like, wow, man, you know, this is going to be great. We're getting ready to just rock and roll like we always do. Listen, this is college football 101, and it means manage your expectations and be great fans regardless. We've gotten so spoiled again. You know, this happened one time before, I can remember, where we got so spoiled at how many times we could just show up, put on the garnet and gold, and just roll out there for a win. Look, it's not going to always be easy right now, especially when you're transitioning new, you know, young talent. And we've got talent. There's no doubt about it. We have plenty of talent. So don't worry. The talent's there. It's certainly a lot different situation than going out there and knowing that you got to worry about Wake Forest. You're going to still have to worry about Wake Forest, but I'm just saying, back in the day, when you show up, you have to worry, oh, man.
Are they over the hump? Let me ask you a question. Before the season gets started, does your gut tell you that Florida State is over the hump on losing one of those head-scratcher type games? That you're confident that if they lose a game, it will be to a Clemson, and it will be a good football game, and you won't scratch your head on why you lost. You could say Clemson was the better football team, or Georgia Tech was the better football team. There's not going to be the head-scratcher of, how did we lose to NC State? They're not even really good.
Are
those days over with?
At this point, it should be. We should not have a bunch of what we call empty losses. What in the world? How do we do that? That should not be the question, because we are on point. Now, granted, there are still some question marks with certain things that have got to come along. I'm still waiting to see, okay, Coach Kelly, are we going to get our boys where they need to be? We have the talent now. We continue to bring the talent in. So we should be, you know, plug and play. We should still have a steady defense this year. Even though we've lost some people along the way the past years, this year we're going to have to look to that defense to really step up and help our offense get into a rhythm. And that's all I'm going to say, because, again, young talent's there. We've got a new battle at the QB position where it could be Sean. Most think it will likely be Mr. Golson, just based on the pedigree, but we'll see. We have to have the other component of our game step up. And one thing I will say that we're very fortunate is you almost forget about it. The third phase of the game, as Coach Bryant used to say at Alabama, three phases of the game that win football games, the kicking game should be pretty solid. I mean, you know. How do you go wrong with the kick? I mean, we have been so, wow, what used to be our curse has become our most stable part. Did you even have to think or worry about if we're going to make a field goal anymore? I mean, really?
Since 99 with Janikowski, when he committed to Florida State and became the kicker,
yeah,
Florida State
that.
Is truly, truly on a almost two-decade run of a top-five kicker in the country.
Almost every season. That's amazing.
I guarantee you that streak is unprecedented. I bet you there's no other team. Obviously, Florida State has never done it. I bet you there's no other team in the country that can boast that they literally had that many good kickers in a row, with the majority of them going pro.
That's the truth.
When you have two possible kickers turn pro early, Aguayo will this coming year. He'll turn pro early, and Janikowski turn pro early. That's insane.
Deservedly so. You know, I mean, how do you not? What a great run we have after all those years of watching and being at games where we were wide right. Dropped. You know, it's funny, Mark. It's not, and as many times we talk about the kicking aspect of it, missing just field goals by literally a foot or inches. I was at so many of those games. It wasn't always just that. It was how we used to find ways, like you talked about a little bit ago, to lose games by dropping a punt return, fumbling. You know, I was at Miami. I'll never forget. We had Vanover, one of the best kickers, kick returners, and he would score. And somehow in one of those games, we fumbled a punt on our 10-yard line and gave Miami the setup for the go-ahead score late in the game. We used to do that. And you know what? Miami used to just live on it and say, hey, you think you can win in the fourth quarter? We know we're going to win in the fourth quarter. That's how I feel our guys have turned, and especially with the kicking game. That is such a brain saver, man. It's just in the back of your mind. You don't have to worry about something stupid happening on the third aspect of the game, because it really can swing a football game. People forget about it all the time. But that is that third aspect that matters more than anybody thinks. Think of the great teams, and they were completely efficient in all three aspects of the games in most cases, unless they just had one overwhelming offense or one superior defense. But that kicking game always had to be in there somewhere.
No, you're absolutely right. There's like a generation now has gone by that has never had to worry about the kicking game. Real quick, some of the bill before we go to break. The linebacking situation, some good news as camp has opened up is that Reggie Northrup, you know, he had a brace on his left knee but was participating in everything, and he's good to go after the ACL. And Reggie Northrup, the linebacker, kind of him and Terrence Smith are the leaders in the linebacking core, which is very low depth, I guess you could say. Dalvin Purifoy, who missed all of last season. I think it was a torn pec, but he's out there. He's participating. He's fine. Kilby Lane is a freshman linebacker that is out there. They're still waiting on Lorenzo Phillips, the outstanding JUCO linebacker, the number one linebacker in the country, to get his transcript done to show up and start practicing with him. And then also on the defensive line, Josh Sweat, the five-star defensive lineman, who looks like definitely he will be playing this year, right. And he will be playing early. He participated in the first couple practices with a left knee brace. So he's not 100%, but, man, I was watching some video, and the dude looks like he is lightning fast. So that's good news, Seminole
great
Bill.
Great news. You know, and then you forget you got Derwin back there, you know, that showed up real well in the spring game, you know, with the TD interception, Derwin James. You got some young guys back there, man, that can really make a difference. And you know, right now, boy, if you're FSU, you are just loving the fact that you can say, you know what, guys, if you're ready to play, come this way. And that recruiting trail is still out there, man. We're looking at some real steady success, bringing in young fellas and being able to plug them in. And that's important to those guys. They want to get in there and play right away. They've got their opportunity right in front of them right now. A lot of young fellas will get out there and make an impact this year for FSU.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. All right, let's take a break, Seminole Bill. When we come back, we have the Buccaneer Report. And, you know, as they have a game coming up, but Jameis Winston, another week of practice, we'll tell you how he is doing and whose stock is rising and falling after the first week of Buccaneer practice. All that coming up next right here on the Mark Lloyd Show.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
Back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Time now for your Bucks report right here on Freedom 93. We'll bring it to you each and every week. Once again, thanks for hanging out with us. Seminole Bill, you know, it's a week now for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers where preseason is open, camp is underway, and it's really interesting because we said in the Florida State segment, life after Winston, now life begins with Winston.
Right. That's true.
And if I'm a Buccaneer fan, I'm just thrilled. The guy, Winston, and I think it was Gerald McCoy, the arguably the best defensive tackle in the National Football League, one of them, are the Buccaneers, and he said that Jameis Winston is just Jameis being Jameis. He's been a winner. He's always been told he's a star, and he's always lived up to it. From high school, he goes to college. He does it at Florida State, wins a national championship, wins the Heisman Trophy. And he goes, and now we have him here for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, hoping that he's going to, you know, help us get to where we all want to be, and that is a Super Bowl. And Gerald McCoy also said he loves, who's a veteran, he goes, I get to the Buccaneers training facility pretty early in the morning, 6:30, 7 o'clock. And he goes, Jameis is always there. And he goes, he must get there early because he's already halfway through his workout, doing his core workout, doing all of his weights with the trainers and everything. He goes, so that means he got there, got undressed, I got ready and then started working out. And similar, bro, I think that if you're a Buccaneer fan, if you're a Buccaneer player, you got to love knowing that your number one pick in the draft, your quarterback, who at the end of the day is the most important player on the football team, is doing everything he can to make sure that he's ready both physically and mentally for what is obviously a daunting task ahead of him, and that's playing hopefully 16-plus games in the National Football League.
Lead by example. You know, if you want your guys to follow you, you have to be doing what you're supposed to be doing 100% of the time. And that's what Jameis is going to do. In fact, I got to congratulate you, and I guess we get the pat on the back, because we were talking about just a week ago, are they going to, you know, name Jameis the starter? We already knew they would, but, you know, that had to come, and it did come basically the same day that we said it would come. It was out that day. And we got released not long after the show that Jameis was going to be your starter going in. So, kudos. We figured they picked him up for some reason, right? They were going to use him right away. And expectations have been set, and now it's up to Jameis to meet and exceed them.
And you know what I like? I like how there's so much attention right now being put on Marcus Mariota. How he hasn't thrown an interception yet. I like that. The spotlight is on Jameis, but I like that a lot of the spotlight is on Marcus Mariota right now in Tennessee also. Yeah. And I think that's good. That's good news for Jameis Winston, that he's not the only quarterback that's a rookie that they're paying attention to this closely. So I do. I think that's going to help him a little bit.
Right. Well, you know, just so you know, he's had a few under the belt now. You know, one day they got a lot of rain, but he did very well on their first main day out there. Then the next day, you know, he had a few picks.
They're struggling against the blitz. Yeah.
They expected that, and Levy and the coaching staff said we threw a lot at him right off the bat because we want to give it to him because he's going to have to be ready. Nothing they see that won't be coachable, correctable. It's all, you know, all part of the plan. But that's good. I mean, you know, now.
And
now
it's growing too, Seminole Bill.
Yes.
Thursday, I mean, it's on Thursday's practice, he had the best practice he had yet. He was back there not just checking down, but he's throwing some beautiful balls down the field to obviously, you know, to his wide receivers
and stuff.
That's what you're talking about, right? Showing progress. It can be slow, but you need to show progress.
Yes, and he is doing that. And just to counter you to your other contemporary, Mr. Mariota, you know, I was, you know, watching some of the action that they were showing, as you have been, and you know, they said that similar situations. They're having to get him used to certain dropbacks, certain depths, and obviously from what I heard, you know. Give him his praise because he must have worked hard on the offseason to get to where he needed to be because he was having some problems with it initially in the OTAs, and now, you know, he's starting to grasp where he needs to be in the drop-back range. So that's good. You know, both these guys are great competitors. I look forward, really, and I mean this sincerely, we know we all want James to do well, but I would love to see Marcus Mariota equally do well because he seems like a really great person and a great football player and a team player, and how can you root against a guy like that? You know what, Bill?
That's a great point. And then I want to get on to who's stock and who's rising and falling. But I look at it like Marcus Mariota is a good guy that you want to see him become successful because I think he's going to do even more good in the world, knowing that he has that power,
right,
of being a celebrity, of having the financial means, that he's going to do even more good. That's why I always rooted for Tim Tebow, because
yeah,
I knew he's going to do good. I really did. He's going to make the Eagle roster. There's no doubt about it, I heard.
It's
good. He'll continue to be able to be a positive force for a lot of people out there. Okay. I know it's only been 1 week, Seminole Bill, but this is what we do on the Buck Report. We dive into it. We looked at it a little more closely on whose stock is up and down this week. And we talked about this a week or two ago about Doug Martin. And you know, we don't know if he's going to get back to the form that he was. When I mentioned it, it was rookie year, and he had over 1,400 rushing yards. He caught the ball, but at least so far, he looks obviously healthy, and he seems like he has that burst again from what we've been hearing, talking to our sources, that he's really focused and he's ready to play a major role. Almost like he has that sense of urgency of, it's now or never, brother. So I need to perform. And similar, Bill, real quick, how important is Doug Martin going to be to Jameis Winston, especially on those checkdowns?
Oh, huge. You know, besides your left tackle, who's got your back if you're a right-handed thrower, your running back really is the guy that's, you know, supposed to be picking up, you know, what you call all-out blitz. You know, if your running back is in the backfield, not out on a route, you better hope he's got his head on the swivel, because he's the one that's going to pick that guy off that's coming right up the middle or coming from the side to try and clean your clock. So it's very important for that purpose. And also, like you just said, if they're loaded and they got to get the ball, you know, check it down to the RB, if they've got you, you know, covering the outside, then yeah, you just want to have that communication and know that, you know, you can turn and hand the ball or pitch the ball, whatever you need to do to get it to the other guy, and he's going to make positive yardage so you can come back up on the next play and maybe get your throw in.
Now, the one guy also, as we stay on the offensive side of the ball, that is really making some waves, and we've known this for a while now, and it's Jameis Winston's roommate, the other rookie, Kenny Bell, the wide receiver out of Nebraska. Now, we followed him at Nebraska, similar Bill. We knew that he was a playmaker out there. I didn't know how he was going to translate into the NFL. I mean, he was a late-round pick. I think he was a fifth or sixth-round pick. But he's gotten a little window because of some injuries, like to Lewis Murphy, the former Gator. And that has given somebody like Kenny Bell an opportunity to get out there and really show what he's made of. And he's looking quite the impression out there. And that's really good, because you could have the two veterans in Jackson, a veteran, I shouldn't really say a veteran, second-year player, Mike Evans. Then you mix in that little speedster guy like Kenny Bell as a slot guy, and that's only spells good news for Winston, because that's one more weapon that he has at his disposal.
Yeah, what is it about Winston and his roommates? He always seems to find them on the field somewhere. It was the same way with when he was in college. His roommate, he had that little connection where they could, you know, it's just like, okay, I know where you're going to be. I'm going to find you and get you yours. But that's really cool and good for Kenny. You know, another Nebraska guy, you know, he come up in a different type of system, but he's making the most of his opportunities, and that's what you need to do. When you're called on, make the most of your opportunities, impress the coaches, and then, you know, you have an opportunity to be, you know, one of those guys that you can depend on, whether it's as a starter or as a rotator, you know, either way.
And you know, this is interesting. You gave me a segue a little while ago by saying another extremely important, obviously, position on the offensive line is a left tackle if you're a right-handed throwing quarterback like Jameis Winston is. And what's good is that we mentioned this the other week, how they went into the draft to try to protect Jameis Winston. Let's get some young talent in there. Let's do an overhaul of this offensive line. We have three veterans up there. Now we drafted two rookies. Well, one of those rookies is Donovan Smith. He opened up camp as a second-teamer, but this week he's been working with the first team. And they really want him to be the starter, similar to Bill. And if he could become a solid performer at the left tackle position as a rookie, that's just a bright future on those three guys. And let's throw Doug Martin in there as well, and then a Mike Evans. So you've got a real young team if they can come together. But that left tackle position, it would be really nice for Winston and the Buccaneers if they could sew that up with a young player like Donovan Smith.
It'd be great, because, you know, that's – right there is the same situation that Jameis had coming into college. You grow with a certain group, and you all have each other's back. You work together. You learn things together. You succeed. You struggle. You fail at times together. But the key is you work together over a period of time, and you gain that bond, that trust, and you gel into a solid offensive unit that way.
Now, that's all the positive stuff. Now, on the stock falling, And you know, like, we're talking about that these are the early reports, and mainly it's because of injuries. Like Lewis Murphy, I mentioned, he has an ankle injury, but it's a rough business. It doesn't matter. If you get injured, that's your problem. Somebody's going to step in, like Kenny Bell right now is for Lewis Murphy. Also, Chris Conte, who they thought was going to be the starting safety, and we know right now that the Buccaneers need a lot of help on the defensive side of the ball. So Chris Conte, they thought, was going to be the starting safety, but now, you know, since he's injured with a hamstring, DJ Swearinger and also Bradley McDougal has now stepped in, and Swearinger, it looks like he has a lot of potential there. Somebody needs to harness it, and maybe it's Lovie Smith, Seminole Bill.
Right motivator. Lovie's just got away. You know, remember he was a part of some great defenses in the past. So that's the right guy to get this thing going. And he's got
the
right
testimony.
Let me ask you a question, players.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Is that you just mentioned it just then? Is that if you're a defensive player, you have talent, but you just can't put it together. How important is that the head coach is a former, if it's your position, you know, defensive minded coach that knows what it takes? That can really turn a player's career around, can it?
Yes. It's interesting. We talk about how how certain coaches translate to the NFL. You know, Bill Parcells, a defensive-minded coach with the Giants for so many years, just great, outstanding talent there. But some coaches, especially on the defensive side of the ball, different mentality. Your approachability for a defensive-minded coach sometimes seems a little bit close. They're supposed to be the tough guys and everything. But realistically, some of those coaches like Parcells and Lovie Smith turn into really, really what you would consider, even though they got a, you know, Parcells had his rough side, the players loved him. You know, they want to play for him because he's a great coach. Lovie Smith has a great way with players, and especially on the defense side of the ball, from where he comes from, that he will be able to inspire those guys, especially the youth and the folks that are trying to come into their own on that side of the ball, by just saying, hey, you know, I've been through this, you can do it, you know, my door's open to you, come in and talk, what are you having trouble with? He's that type of coach. The door's open. You can always go in there and, you know, talk to him, talk to your position coaches, and get on track and not get discouraged. The easiest way for a talented young football player to not make it in the NFL is just discouragement. You have to know and understand that your mind's got to be totally focused on what you're doing. You're going to make mistakes. You're going up against the supers of the supers, if you will, at this level. There's nobody that's a terrible ball player. They've all had success. So you're not going to always be the big man on campus, but you can be that starter. You can achieve a starting role if you just focus and do what you're capable of doing. And that's, you know, the mental side of the game just as much as the physical.
No, you're absolutely right. Good advice there, Somerville, and I like Lovie Smith as well. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, though, we have our entertainment segment, we have our fitness tip, and we have our water check, and we have Terminus Eric updating us on his movie career. How are things going in Terminus Eric's world? All that coming up right here on the Mark Ward Show. Stay with us, folks.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
Welcome back to the Mark Ward Show. We are coming at you from Freedom 93 in Tallahassee, the home of the Buccaneers. Thanks for hanging with us each and every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. Time now for our fitness tip before we get to Terminus Eric's story about why he's not in The Walking Dead. Our fitness tip this week, this is easy. This is a direct challenge to you, okay?
Oh, boy.
We know we want to whip you into shape a little bit more, and you have a weird sleeping pattern.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
So The ideal situation is when you wake up in the morning is to give me 20 minutes of walking cardio, 20 minutes before you eat anything. Drink water and give me 20 minutes of walking cardio so you could burn calories that are stored, fat calories that are stored. Then you come and you can eat. Obviously, we'd like more, but 20 minutes is a start. I would like you to do that for 1 week, that when you wake up, you drink, grab your water, and go on a 20-minute walk and come back. And stop eating past 10 o'clock at night. Now, I would like to say 7, but you're at a different world of how you sleep, being up half the night. So you cut out after 10 o'clock, none of these late-night Facebook posts of you at Miller Ales or the Ale House or something at midnight, and tell your lovely wife that she can't be making you the great pancit and other Filipino food at 10 o'clock at night. Okay, Simula Bill?
Yeah, well, yeah. Yes. We're back in training, I guess.
Okay. If Florida State opened up camp, you need to open up that and do that as well. So that's my fitness tip this week. Is to anybody out there, wake up in the morning, before you do anything, get your 20 minutes of cardio in while you're drinking water. Good enough. Speaking of water, we have to do our water check now. Now it's 24 hours, folks. This is what we're basing on. So if it's at 24 hours, I'm at 113 ounces.
Holy mackerel.
But it's 24 hours, but we've been cutting ourselves short, and people are probably wondering what's going on. No, so it's 24 hours. So my goal is to be at around a gallon of water. So I missed a gallon by about 13 ounces, but that's fine. I'm still way up there, and I'm happy, and it's good for me.
Oh, my. Well, if we're doing the – hold on. Let's carry the water.
Yeah, backtrack.
Okay. Well, you know, that's not too bad. 87. No. 87.
Okay. All right. No, that's not that bad. Okay. That's not bad at all. Terminus Center, 24 hours, brother.
Ha, ha, ha.
Uh-oh.
I'm at a whopping 105.
Whoa!
Wow! Get it up for him, Seminoleville.
I give
don't be a hater.
That. No, no,
hey,
I
don't
hate
be
on
a
that.
Hater. No, okay, there you go. And Terminus Eric even sent me a picture of his water jug with sayings on it that inspires him to keep on drinking. So I like that. All right, time now for our entertainment segment. Real quick, before we get to Terminus Eric, I saw Mission Impossible. It was fantastic. It was really, really good. You got Rogue Nation. It was excellent. You got to go and see it. Excellent, excellent movie. Okay, now Terminus Eric. Fear of the Walking Dead comes out August 23rd. You're a huge fan of The Walking Dead. Fear of the Walking Dead, though, shoots in L.A. So at least you have a built-in excuse of, hey, man, I can't be flying back and forth to L.A. on my own dime, hoping that I land a part. I get it. The Walking Dead films in Georgia. You're up there in Tallahassee. You are literally 3 hours away from maybe where they're casting. Could you please explain to me how you being in some films, but you know, as a extra and stuff like that, which is cool. I mean, you got to start somewhere. How have you not tried out for The Walking Dead?
I think it's because I don't drink enough water because that they need them to be in shape and moving.
A zombie?
But at the same time, I mean, I got to think about it because if all these times I hadn't been drinking water, I could have technically been a zombie. So I don't know.
So you are already a zombie when you haven't been doing
candidate.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Listen to this, Terminus. Here's a goal. We just gave Seminole Bill a goal. Your goal is you need to find out about casting. Talk to your agent. Find out about casting for The Walking Dead. And you at least got to go to one of the castings, whether you make it or not. You have to do that this year before 2015 ends. You need to, okay, and so that's the number one goal, is to go up for a Walking Dead casting. Be a zombie, be an extra, be something, even though it is the one movie where there's not really any extras because everybody's dead.
Yes.
Okay, so it's basically a zombie or bust, unless they cast you as a recurring character, which then, you know, we'll pay some real homage to you.
That's right.
You will no longer be, trust me, you'll no longer be on the Mark Lloyd Show. You'll be doing bigger and better things.
You would not be there.
That's for sure. Okay, that's the number one goal. The secondary goal is, man, we got to crank up the movie career again. You were going strong there. We need to get you in some more roles. So I don't know what you need to do. Talk to your agent, send out your resume more, your demo reel more. Do something. I mean, you were in the back of a truck firing a machine gun. You found in one movie you're dead in a bathtub. That didn't last too long, but that doesn't matter. You're still in it. Another movie you were doing something else. I can't remember what it was. So we got to crank that back up, all right, Terminus Eric, because you're reflecting on the Mark Lloyd Show. And if you have talent, you got to take advantage of it. All right, brother?
All right. Sounds great.
There you go.
We need to put him in the car and point him north to Georgia.
That's right. We definitely have to do that. Now, talking about talent, and you mentioned this early, Somerville, and it's kind of an entertainment thing, too, but it's also sports, is Ronda Rousey. This past week, she is becoming quite the superstar.
Machine.
Inside and outside of the octagon. She has a big fight over in Brazil, or South America, or wherever it was, Rio, Brazil. And she knocks out whoever it was in 34 seconds. Fight started at 1:30 in the morning. It got 519,000 pay-per-view buys, which is pretty awesome for a women's fight. Are you kidding me? And it's all because of her. And she struck a chord even with the women audience out there. The female audience now is paying attention to her. So she's doing a lot of good things. She's in the Entourage movie. So she's really transforming the UFC's women's division. Now, the only problem is, Somerville, is that there's no depth. There's no depth with her area. There's plenty of depth as an actor when it comes to a female actor being an action-type actor. But actually, in the octagon, there is no depth. It's her, and then there's everybody else. So who does she keep on beating? You know, there's nobody to fight.
The next fight supposedly is going to be Misha Tate. Misha is the one that she knows her the best. I mean, so she's probably the most qualified. She's not a bad fighter. It's just that you're talking about a different level. But now they've talked about the other fighter in the other league,
the Robo person.
Cyborg.
Cyborg. Yeah.
And quite frankly, you know, she's definitely in honor of some of the wrestlers of the past, she's a roidy. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it just that's there. But the gauntlet's been thrown out.
She's all juiced up.
Oh yeah, she's juicing better than Hawaiian Punch. But she's I mean, realistically, if she, the only thing that Ronda's told her basically is, I'll fight you, but you're gonna drop 10 pounds. I'm not coming to your weight. You're coming to mine. So drop the juice, get down, and then they'll get loose. You know, and that's the way it's gonna happen. And if she's willing to do that, then Ronda will fight her. And you know what? I put my money on Ronda 110 to 1 on her because I just think she's a better fighter. And then there's another fighter out there.
So she's bigger than Ronda Rousey.
Well, she's more jacked. Yeah, I mean, Ronda's natural.
No, she's still more jacked, but she weighs. Has she ever lost?
Yeah.
Idea?
I do not believe she has. You know what? I need to check that record. She might have one loss, but I don't believe in the near time she's been fighting, she's had a loss. She's actually cracked some people pretty hard. So that's the talk. Whether it happens or not, who knows? But I will tell you, the Brazilians love Ronda Rousey, even though they just watched her dismantle one of their top contenders. She's had some really, really good experiences in Brazil. In fact, the belt that she just took from the other fighter, she left that belt in Brazil for the Brazilian people as a homage to them and their kindness to her. So they took
that
very well.
Nice.
Yeah, classy move.
We'll keep track of that. We'll also throw it in there in the entertainment segment for now on. So, Bill, that's going to do it. What a great show, huh? We're fired
Absolutely.
Up. We can't wait for next week. Good luck with the Wakanda Fun Fest this coming Friday, right? This coming
Come
Friday.
Down. 4, down
4 o'clock. It kicks off at Hudson Park. And also, you can visit their Facebook page. So, a lot of good stuff going on there. But that's going to do it for the Mark Lloyd Show for Summer Bill and Terminus. I'm going to be on The Walking Dead 1 year. Eric, I'm Mark Lloyd. We'll talk to you next week. See you, everybody.